Hello, I'm Dr. Monty Mills. I'm the director of the Division of Ophthalmology at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Welcome to Medscape Ophthalmology Insights. I'm at the American Academy of Ophthalmology meeting in Orlando, and I wanted to share some of the latest developments in pediatric ophthalmology. The hottest topic in pediatric ophthalmology has been the use of Avastin, or bevacizumab, for retinopathy of prematurity. The block ROP data, which was published this year by Hittner et al., continued to be a major topic of discussion and somewhat controversy in pediatric ophthalmology. We continue to see favorable outcomes in some large series, including a series presented at this meeting by Martinez Castellanos and other authors of 307 patients in Mexico and India, with favorable short-term outcomes and very few and limited local complications. Very long-term outcomes are still not available, and many safety and long-term concerns continue to be presented. There was a poster at the meeting by Sato et al. Demonstrating reduced serum VEGF for up to 2 weeks after the injection of infants for retinopathy of prematurity. And the same study saw detectable Avastin levels in the serum of these treated infants, which clearly demonstrates that the agent does get outside of the eye and may potentially be expected to have some systemic effects. So that remains one of the hottest topics in pediatric ophthalmology, including at this meeting. There was also some additional information from the infant aphakia trial, including a comparison of complication rates among the treated pseudophakic patients versus those left aphakic. But the once again, the long-term results are still pending in that study. Another interesting topic that was discussed widely at the meeting was a meta-analysis published this year by Holmes et al. From the amblyopia treatment study, describing the effects of age on the results of amblyopia therapy, demonstrating that some children even above the age of 7 benefit from amblyopia therapy, but that the benefit of amblyopia therapy was less after the age of 7 than in younger ages. This is new information from meta-analysis of multiple studies from the ATS trial. And so the ATS data is now moving into a new phase where the existing data can be used for answering more sophisticated questions about amblyopia and questions that may affect our clinical treatment of amblyopia. Also at the meeting, an interesting meta-analysis of 8 studies in myopia risk factors. Kawaja et al. Demonstrated that the exposure to outdoor activities does seem to be protective from the development of myopia in young children. And so among the other benefits besides lack of or protection against obesity and the benefits of fresh air and exercise, less development of myopia appears to be a benefit of outdoor activities in young children. So those were among some of the hot topics that we had here at the Academy of Ophthalmology and Pediatric Ophthalmology. Thanks for listening. This is Monty Mills for Medscape Ophthalmology Insights.